On Tuesday, February 18, America learned federal officials are trying to bring back USDA scientists who've been tracking and containing H. pylori strains, popularly known as bird flu, which have been severely impacting poultry farms since 2022 and then spread to dairy cattle in 2024. Also on Tuesday, the FDA granted conditional approval for an avian flu vaccine for chickens, marking a step toward containing the outbreak. Avian flu has a history of posing serious risks to human health. The 1918 influenza pandemic, often called the Spanish flu, was caused by an avian flu virus. There are dozens of strains. Currently, it is H5N1 that is most notable, first identified in 1997. While human cases remain rare, the virus has a case fatality rate of over 50%, leading scientists to monitor its potential for mutation and increased transmission. And most recently, H5N9 has been identified.
First, I think let's recap where we're at. So the virus has infected more than 900 herds and 67 people in the U.S., killing one individual. While a human pandemic is not inevitable, some developments indicate that the possibility may no longer be quite so remote.
That is Andrea Garcia, the American Medical Association's Vice President of Science, Medicine, and Public Health. In the wake of the CDC being ordered to stop communicating with the public, the AMA is trying to fill the void with weekly press briefs. Avian flus that transmit easily among wild birds, where they are a normal part of life, are called HPAI, highly pathogenic avian influenza. Avian flus get transmitted from wild birds to poultry livestock from time to time. In 2005, China experienced an outbreak that infected 100 people, and in 2013, an outbreak of a strain labeled H7N9 infected 1,500 people before it was stopped in 2017. H7N9 had a 39% death rate, and it was stopped by an effective poultry vaccination program and never spread to other parts of the world. The current H5N1 outbreak has been going on since a variant labeled 2.3.446 emerged in Tibet in 2022. Its big advantage is that it does not die back for any part of the year. As of now, the H. pylori, called H5N1, has been detected in wild birds in all 50 states, and outbreaks in commercial poultry have been reported in multiple states. The flu itself kills 90% of the chickens it infects. However, to curb its spread as well as its evolution, as soon as one bird on a farm is diagnosed with the H. pylori, the entire inventory of live birds at that farm is culled without delay. This is the cause of the much-discussed increase in egg prices. Nonetheless, the virus is evolving. It has jumped to many species, including seals, bears, mink, cats, and cattle. And now the new strain, H5N9, was found in a California duck farm.
The World Organization for Animal Health reported the first outbreak of a rare bird flu in poultry known as highly pathogenic avian influenza H5N9. And this has been detected on a duck farm in California. Authorities said the discovery of H5N9 came in addition to the detection of the more common H5N1 strain on that same farm in Merced County. The concern, once again, is whether or not this novel virus will cause human infections and become a pandemic subtype. That's not known yet and may actually not be known for some time, but it's certainly important to conduct further research on this.
In December, live H. pylori virus from H5N1 was found in a dairy's bulk milk tank. People are strongly advised not to consume raw milk nor to give it to their cats as a result. Last week, a CDC report provided new insight into human exposure risks. On February 13th, in a morbidity and mortality report, the CDC released findings from a study examining blood samples from 150 veterinary practitioners who work with livestock. Three of them showed evidence of recent H5N1 virus infection. While the sample size is small, the results suggest more humans are getting the avian flu virus than had been previously understood. Beyond livestock, both large cats in zoos and domestic house cats have been susceptible to infection, often after consuming raw poultry or wild birds. Cats often die from the virus.
Well, cats appear to be especially vulnerable to the H5N1 virus, and domesticated cats have actually died from bird flu in a number of states. In most cases, this was after consuming raw pet food or raw milk contaminated with the H5N1 virus. This has prompted the recall of at least one brand of pet food, as well as new federal guidelines on pet food quality. This week, the FDA suggested that pet food manufacturers take precautions in their food safety plan, such as seeking ingredients from flocks or herds that are healthy, and taking processing steps such as heat treatment that are capable of inactivating viruses. In its warning, the FDA said that H5N1 can be deadly to cats as well as dogs. So we're encouraging consumers to carefully consider the risk of this emerging pathogen before feeding their pets undercooked meat or an uncooked pet food product. We know that both the CDC and the American Veterinary Medical Association also discourage uncooked meat diets for companion animals.
In response to the evolving situation, the U.S. Department of Agriculture began taking steps to increase preparedness. Last year, it made plans to rebuild its stockpile of avian influenza vaccines for chicks. Last week, on February 14th, the agency granted conditional approval to animal health care company Zoetis for its bird flu vaccine in poultry, which has been part of a very successful avian flu program in Mexico. Meanwhile, while there is no evidence of sustained human-to-human transmission at this time, vaccine development for humans is also progressing. Moderna has been working on an mRNA bird flu vaccine. The company is currently at the stage of moving into late-stage trials following positive early results.